Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi there. This is Chelsea Gomez with J. Gomez Painting.
Hey, how you doing today? How's it going so far?
Good, good. Everything good, man. I was wondering why...
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to go through my page and everything, but things are not downloading. It's been like that for a while. It's even hard to get to sign in and everything.
Like, are you trying to sign in to the Google Business profile page, or?
Yes. Correct. Looks like my page is not working.
It should be. Let me double check on my end just to make sure. Yeah, it's verified. It's not suspended. All is well. You should be able to log in. I'm going to go ahead and send you a new invite. I'm going to reset it, see if that lets you log in, okay?
Okay. Do you know which one's my page?
So the Google Business page, yeah, we have the one that we have, right? There shouldn't be any other since this one's the one that's verified. But just to make sure I have the correct email where I'm going to send the invite, it's jgomezpainting1@gmail.com?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let me go ahead and reset that, see if that lets you.
Can you also remind me how much I'm paying per month?
Of course. So, J. Gomez Painting, monthly, it's $29 a month.
All right. Is there any what is it called? And that's the $29.99 is for the Google and what else?
It's for the website and the call tracker. It's to make sure that the website and the call tracker are up and running properly and that the information they have is consistent with what you have on the Google Business profile page.
Okay. I remember you guys said that I can buy the website, so I don't keep on paying $30 per month. Is that right?
Yeah, so what you would be buying is the domain itself. So by buying the domain, you stick with jgomezpainting.net. So you're only buying jgomezpainting.net. The contents of the website itself, like the design within the website, that you can't buy that. That's what we do. So if you pay the $99 to buy the domain, you would have to get that domain, and like if you know how to create a website yourself, well, you could go ahead and do that on your end, or you would have to take that somewhere else to like another website developer for them to create a website for you with that specific domain.
Okay, so if I buy it, I'm gonna do. Pay you guys $30 or that would be best just for you guys to maintain.
So right now what you're paying us, the $29 is specifically only for the website and the call tracker itself. We're not managing your Google Business profile page. We're only managing the website. That's what the $29 are for. Normally it's $49. But I'm seeing here one of my colleagues gave you a big discount and lowered it from $49 to $29. That way it's easier on your budget. But that amount is specifically for the website and the call tracker. Now, if you decide to buy the domain yourself, buying the domain is $99. Once you buy the domain, you're going to be the owner of jgomezpainting.net, which is that specific domain. That way, nobody else beats you to, because a lot of times when a domain expires or something like that, and if you don't pay for it, somebody else could get your domain. So somebody else that maybe also has something similar to Jay Gomez painting, they could buy that domain, and you no longer have that domain, and well, they beat you to it, right? So if you buy that domain, you'd be keeping that domain, but the contents, like the actual website within itself, like the design, you would have to go somewhere else for them to do the design for you. Or you could still buy the domain, and we could still manage the website for you, too, if you, all you want to do is own the domain itself.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And if that happens, it will still be the $29.99?
Just 29 with 0 cents.
Okay, even if I buy... Okay, got you. Okay. Okay. And also, so, yeah, so maybe we can help me with that. So I wasn't able to look through my page. I know it has a new... I went on it last time and looks like it was kind of like new stuff, so let me see.
You should have received the invite already. Did you get that?
Let me see. Yes.
Okay, so right, go ahead and accept it. It's going to ask you to accept it twice. Go ahead and accept it.
Okay. Okay, got it. And then... Hello?
Yes, still here with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
I'm just refreshing here, making sure it refreshed on. Okay, yeah. So there we go. It refreshed. So you should be able to log in now just with your password and email, and it should be popping up normally. For some reason, it bugged out there, and it didn't let you access, so I had to reset it. But, yeah, so everything's set with that.
Okay, okay, so now, I guess, because I was on it, but then I wasn't able to see anything, so I guess I'm just going to look out. Where is this? What the fuck? So should I go on Local Splash on the app that I always had, or kind of?
Yep. So you could definitely log into the app. Let me. Do you have it downloaded?
Yes, I do have it. I do have the app, and let me see. And you see, like, when I go on the app, it says, like, my info, product results, local leads, listing, and it says, Facebook ads, clicks, reviews. Like, on reviews, like, it says, not verify. So, never mind. I got it. Okay, now he sounds good. Or I can switch it to the old view.
Yep.
All right, let's switch it to the... So you can kind of see, I remember where there's a spot where I can send a link to someone to do a review. Where is that at? And like, I don't see it where he used to be. Like, you know what I mean? So I can send the link to someone.
Of course. Let me double check really quick.
Please. Yeah, I guess I'm in the old version or the old view. Like the new one, I haven't played with that one yet. Okay, but the newest first.
Just double checking here on my end really quick.
Okay.
still here with you. Almost finished.
It looks like when I go on the app, like I cannot see a lot of things that I used to. I don't know.
Okay, I was double checking just to make sure. The reason that you don't have access to certain things anymore is that you're only under hosting. So we're only managing the website itself. There was a time that we were managing your Google Business profile, and that's when you had access to all those tools, that you had access to send a direct link directly from the app or other views and other data that you'd be able to see. We even did the Google posts and everything, but since you decided to change it directly to hosting only, you no longer have access to all those tools.
I haven't decided anything. So it's been like the same. It's been a while that I haven't talked to you guys. I haven't done anything. It's supposed to be the same way since the beginning.
No, well, the last conversation that we had regarding the bundle that you have with us, you decided to go to hosting for only $29 a month. On May 19th of 2023, that's when you decided to go to hosting. And that's when my colleague changed the hosting from $49 to $29.
So what that means, I'm not going to be able to reply to my reviews or anything like that? Or 10...
Oh, no, yeah, you do have access to that. Like I said, the Google Business profile is yours. That, like, you're the proprietor of that one. You just don't have the tools that you used to on the app, right? We would make it easier for you to do all those things, but now you have to do all of that directly yourself on the Google Business profile page itself.
Okay. Maybe you teach me how, because I cannot even do anything. I don't see anything.
Like that. That's on the Google Business profile page itself. So once you're there, all you have to do is just copy the links and send them directly to your clients. On the app, you're not gonna have the same access that you used to on the app. So right now, we're only managing the website itself.
It's weird because it's always been like that, like the way that I'm telling you. You stopped doing that like from like last year. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So we went through a couple of updates because we're implementing new things on the app. And before, it's just that we didn't get to update the app on your end, right? So you still had the normal access that you had previously. But after we updated the app, because we're focusing on making the app a lot easier to use. So with the new updates that we made, everybody that's in hosting that we're only managing the website for, you guys no longer have access to the things you had access to when we were managing your Google Business profile.
Oh, so that's what happened. That was like last year, right?
No, not really. It was pretty recent actually. But yeah, since we're only managing the website for the $29, that's the only reason that you don't have access to additional things, right? So since you decided to manage your Google Business profile on your end on May 19th of 2023, my colleague gave you the discount instead of the $49 monthly. It's the $29 monthly, but we only do the website. And regarding the Google Business profile page itself, well, you're managing that directly yourself. We wouldn't be able to make any changes, any updates, or anything like that. We're strictly managing the website.
Yeah, I'm trying to reply to this review and it's not even letting me.
If you're trying to reply to the review, you're not going to be able to reply it directly on the app. You have to do that on your end on the Google Business profile page.
That's actually where I'm at. On the website, on the page, the link you sent me, where I'm at.
So look, I'm going to send you the link where you could check that out. But regarding requesting the reviews and responding to the reviews, you do that directly through there. Watch on me. Hold on, just give me a second.
So through the website, I'm going to be able, oh, you say just to copy the link and send over, buddy?
Yeah, there's an option right there on the Google Business profile where it says ask for a review. If you click on it, it's going to give you a little link that you could give to the clients.
Sorry, the website?
On the Google Business profile page. Look, I sent you a little text message. That link is going to take you directly to your Google Business profile page. Right there, you have access to make any changes. You can edit your profile, read your reviews. When you click on read reviews, it's going to let you respond to the reviews. You could add photos, you can make posts, check your performance, edit your products, edit your services, and it's going to have an option where it says ask for reviews too. Were you able to get inside the Google Business profile page? What's that?
Where's I wasn't able to... Where, yes, where is the section where I can click on the like the link so I can send it over? Please? Please.
So once you click on that link, it's going to ask you to sign in, right? So once you sign in, it's going to show your business page, and it's once you click on it, you're going to show the business page like on a Google search. So once you click on it, it's going to say your business on Google, and it should say profile strength. On the right side, it should say Jerry Gomez Painting, and then
I see it.
Yep, should have a lot of options in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, one of those should say ask for reviews. On that one, it's gonna show a little QR code, a link, and on read reviews, it's gonna let you respond to the reviews.
And reply to a review, so it says that it takes 10 minutes, supposedly, to...
I mean, honestly, it should take, that's approximately around the time. It could take a little bit more or less. Now, when clients leave a review, it can take longer to reflect, since Google just does a little verification, making sure it's nothing... like nothing false, nothing fraudulent, but yeah, reviews usually do take some time.
I guess I'm gonna have to mess with this.
Yeah, just explore, but it's all right there. Like all the options, you have them like directly on that little page, that little part. You can check your performance, mm-hmm. Edit products. Like if you want to get like an additional service, although those do cost, right? So you'd have to pay for those. There's edit services. You can make changes on your profile. Add the photos, make Google posts yourself. Now, if at any moment you want to upgrade with us and go back to us managing the Google business profile, just let us know and we could go over that too.
You say it's $50 per...
What was that? I wasn't able to hear.
Is that $50 per month? You guys can...
No, that's not $50 per month. $50 per month, the $49 is what we have hosting for. But a colleague gave you a discount for your hosting instead of being $49 to be $29. But managing the Google business profile itself is different.
Okay. Like, but, you know, so I click on the link you sent me, so I'm going to automatically sign in. I'm trying to, like, I think I am, but at the same time, it's kind of weird, like, I'm not.
It should automatically sign you in because it's linked to your email, right? So if you're logged into your email, you're already signed in. You already have access.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna play with this later today. I gotta go do some errands and but yeah, I appreciate your help, man.
No worries.
I know where I'm at.
Take your time. You have access to it and everything. Just check it out. If you have any additional questions, just reach out to us again and we'll clear you of any doubts, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for reaching out. Stay safe out there. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.